escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Here we go. It is hour number 5 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3. The Fan. Rangers are off today. They're one of the hottest teams in baseball coming out of the break. And Wolchuk has more on them here in his proper round tripper.
All right. Yesterday, if you were watching and listening to the pregame show, A.J. Russell, Rangers second round selection out of Tennessee, was in attendance. And he was featured on the pregame with Jared. He had received above slot money there in the second round because he could have been possibly a top 15 pick if he didn't have to go through that elbow reconstruction surgery. But it sounds like everything's trending in the right direction. Rangers now have 17 of their 20 draftees under contract. Jock Peterson is about 20, 30 minutes away from getting his first rehab start with the Frisco Rough Riders tonight. So we'll be monitoring and probably have a recap tomorrow on what exactly went down with Jock, as he's really first action back since that fractured hand. Took live BP yesterday with the club, and this could be, you know, another boost to an offense that has been one of the best in Major League Baseball really ever since June 24th. This thing's really started to click into gear as they're now just a game back of the wild card and 53-50 on the season. And it will be Nathan Eovaldi who gets the start tomorrow night when the Atlanta Braves come to town. So Evo thought maybe we'd get to see him last night. It ended up being Patrick Corbin, who had a good outing, and then John Gray came in, was really, really good. Hobie Milner gotten out, and then Garcia took care of business. But we'll get Evo back at his 1.58 ERA, still looking like a Cy Young contender.
And I mean, yeah.
And big series against the Braves.
They're doing the right thing, though, aren't they, being cautious with it?
Absolutely.
It's not quite where Max Scherzer was his last couple of years, where it's like throw three games and get hurt. But, dude, you know, I'm thinking this team can go deep. I'm thinking the offense can win enough. I'm thinking they have enough pitching, so let's make sure Evo's right when we get to the end of September, and I think these are things that will ensure that.
I'm with you, and with the off day, again, that's an added day off, so that helped out, and then really they've just had guys step up and pitch really well for them.
Yeah.
I mean, whether it's been Patrick Corbin, who's been a revelation, Jacob Latz making the most of his opportunities, even when they've had the bullpen days.
And hey, as we enter 2 months to go, Leiter and Rocker,
yep,
you know, both coming online around the same time. Maybe 100%. They're going to have their best 2 months of the year together.
Now, a couple of arms that they could look at. Now, 2 years ago, obviously, they made a big trade to get Jordan Montgomery and a reliever from the St. Louis Cardinals. So they have done business with St. Louis. But Jim Bowden of The Athletic did say that Cards, they'll also be open to selling. Relievers Ryan Helsley, Phil Maton, and Steven Matz are all going to be impending free agents. Helsley has the most trade value. Mets and Phillies could go into a bidding war if St. Louis decides to trade him, but I would keep an eye on the Rangers personally to possibly also get into the mix there. I mean, Helsley, if you need a closer, I think that guy certainly would pique my interest, and for a rental, I would imagine the cost wouldn't be super high. Now, I'm sure the Rangers would prefer, can we get a guy that's under control? But look, if you're really looking to try and just make a push here, and I think the team has shown CY enough now to say, you know what, we can do this. Let's go be aggressive. Ryan Helsley is a name that certainly interests me. Phil Maton we've seen him with the Astros, and he's been up and down in the postseason at times. But if you want a true, legit closer, Helsley is a guy that I'd be interested in.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it's just going to be so incumbent on can you move payroll in the trade away? Can you get them to, like, eat most of the contract, at least for the rest of this year, while they try to stay under that luxury tax threshold? Because, Wolchek, I will be shocked if they go over it for a third year in a row. And then you also have to consider Tyler Mahle is going to be eligible to return, I think, August 11th. Maybe he's going to need 2 weeks of rehab starts or something. But I think by the time we get to September, there's a pretty good chance Mally's back in the mix.
That could be huge. And then that could allow you for the postseason. Maybe you do look at Rocker and Leiter, like they ended up doing with John Gray and Dane Dunning during that World Series run. Like, are those guys with John Gray that you're now adding to help out your bullpen?
I mean, and if you did want to say maybe Mally's not ready for full starts, I think him in the bullpen
could do that.
Would be dominant.
Yeah, you could do that if you don't want him starting for you. Certainly, there's an abundance of options here. Maybe they look at it and say, like, hey, internally, we've got enough. And maybe that is the way in the route that they go. Power rankings, man, ESPN puts them out every Thursday, and it's interesting at the top, the Milwaukee Brewers have moved up from 9 to 1 in this week's edition. They've been fantastic. They're 3.34 starters, ERAs, the second lowest to the Rangers in the majors. They've been pitching really well. They've been playing great defense. And offensively, I mean, they've been clicking 30 of 43 games. We just talked about the 11-game winning streak.
They've won 30 of 34?
30 of 43.
Oh, 30 of 43. Okay, not quite as impressive, but still pretty dang. That's got to be close to 700 baseball.
Yeah. The Cubbies at 2, the Tigers at 3, the Dodgers at 4, and the Toronto Blue Jays that just keep on surging are at 5. In the division, though, right ahead of you, Astros are at 7, and the Astros did get a sweep of the Diamondbacks, so they're back in a tie for the AL lead for most wins.
They're annoying.
Very much so, even with all the injuries. I'm like, what the hell? Can you guys just go ahead and drop? I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for a September collapse. Screw those guys. Seattle is at 10. Rangers have moved up from 18 to 15. Buster Olney writing manager Bruce Bochy said over the weekend that he sensed a turnaround for the club's sluggish offensive start, and the team's doing a better job. Jake Berger, Jock Peterson, going to be coming off the IL. Execs with other teams are speculating that Texas will add a first baseman before the deadline, whether it's someone like the D-backs' Josh Naylor or maybe a reunion with Nathaniel Lowe.
Ooh, a lot of Rangers fans have been clamoring for that.
He was a fan favorite. Really was. I expected more from Jake Berger when they made that move, and ultimately it was to get Garcia, who is their closer right now. But getting Nathaniel Lowe back.
And to clear the $14 million Lowe is making. I mean, that was a big part of it. So I don't think they'd want to assume that contract. And I think as popular as Lowe was with the fans, it wasn't the same way in the clubhouse for whatever reason.
No, I agree with you 100%. I heard similar whispers there. Last thing, streaks are meant to be broken. Shout out to Justin Verlander. He went 16 games without a win as he pitched with the Giants. He was 0-8 in his first 16 starts. Finally, they get a win over the Braves, who are going to be coming into town 9-3. So his first win in 17 games for Justin Verlander. And the Colorado Rockies ended a brutal streak. 221 games they had gone without recording a shutout. They finally did it as they beat the St. Louis Cardinals 6-0 for their second win in a row and their first shutout in 221 games. So congratulations, Rockies.
Man. And they've played the Rangers.
They have. Times. And they played the Rangers when it was bad, bad.
They're putting up bagels all the time.
Damn right. All right, Eric, take it away.
You sure?
Yeah. No, I'm not sure. I'm really not. I don't love this, but it's tradition.
Well, this is part two.
Perfect timing, by the way, on it.
Yeah, we will. Broadus, you missed part one. It was when you were watching practice. But I think you're going to appreciate what we have here on deck. I think we're in the violence portion now, the aggression portion of Wolchek.
And is this like post-game stuff, maybe?
No, I do have a post-game flub from him at some point in here.
Oh,
but this is just Wolchek lashing out, and he even did it to one of the late, great, all-time, legendary Dallas Cowboys.
Now, f*** off, Gillibrand.
Okay. It's a little disrespectful.
Wow, bro.
How about that, bro? Talk about meeting the dump button.
Oh, was he hating on Zeke or Emmett Smith?
It was Emmett.
It was Emmett.
He had Emmett like really, really low.
Honestly, egregiously
low. It was egregious.
It was a warranted bleep off, I think.
I understand if you want to say like Emmett's not the best running back of all time. I will fight you on why he is, but he didn't even have him in the top 10. It's like, dude, come on, Gil.
That's embarrassing.
Come on.
Okay. Well, he drafted Tony Dorsett, so that's probably why.
Got a little bias. Yeah, he probably had Dorsett ahead
probably
of
was higher.
In that one.
All right, Pete, you're a legend.
All right, here's Wolchuk with some very violent threats.
I will kill your entire family. Everyone you love will soon cease. I will enter your home while you sleep and sever your neck open.
Wow. Really just painting that picture.
Wait, what were we reading?
Very, very detailed.
Crispin Watt tweets or something.
I was like, violent as hell. I was thinking the Charles Manson manifesto or something.
Gosh, dear Lord. That was older.
Oh, back in the nosebleed seats days, Zero used to draw Wolchuk offsides. Oh,
their onion rings are fire, too. We've talked about this before, but I love their onion rings.
Onion rings got to be on here.
And that's why I don't understand. Everybody wants to poo on Sonic. I'm like...
Zero, can I just get into the list before you start bitching at it all? I mean, you just do this. Let me just bitch about it. Number 9, chicken fried steak. Is that acceptable to you, Zero, or let's complain about it some more?
All over a freaking fast food
9.
List. Really, really fantastic.
Man, I love you, Zero.
I love a good stumble after a rant, bro. Yeah. I love that.
9.
Trying to gather himself after that. All right. I believe Wolchuk was reading a text after, I don't know, this might have been when you went on a riverboat hangout with your ex-girlfriend and her then new boyfriend. I don't know, but Wolchuk was reading a text. I thought it was funny.
Wolchuk, why you mad? Because your girl choosing.
Here's Wolchuk mad at a specific area code.
214 troll trash idiots that text in here.
We used to get, you know, some frustrated.
Still
we
do.
Still do.
Still
we
do.
We still do. And at that time, we didn't know how to maybe just let it bounce off us like ping pong balls. Yeah. And so you'd get a little frustrated there with the texters.
I think it's relevant.
This is Wolchuk at the end of a show, and he has his patented dismount, but there was a stumble situation.
We will be back on Monday post-Rangers. It'll be 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Until then, hugs and ham pound.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Probably dipping into the bag.
I just wanted to salute you. I wasn't aware of this until today, how committed you were to the evening drinking alcohol and broadcasting stick that we started, 14 years ago, Lucius and I. You know, planting the flag in that. And you guys just carried it on better than anybody I've ever seen since.
We did. The Friday nights, especially at home, were, that was a wheelhouse right
COVID
there.
Nights. Absolutely. Home broadcasting.
I mean, the home broadcasting is, it's a walk right through a minefield of things that could distract you or, make you worse on the air.
Well, especially, you know, those post-Rangers ones. I mean, you're taking the air like maybe 11:30 p.m. You're going to 1 a.m. It's like wheels off.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
You're already dealing with sleep deprivation. Yeah. I mean, good luck like not drinking a beer before 11 o'clock at night, even if you got to work later on. I mean, come on. What are we doing here?
All right, this was when we were in the nosebleed seats and we were just being good teammates. Wolchuk was promoting Flagtober, and he forgot the most important letter.
Just go to 1053thefan.com/Tober.
Yeah, we drive around the Metroplex and hand out cigarettes to everybody. There you go.
Yep, that's exactly it.
Here's an F.
So sorry.
Here was Wolchuk. It was a Friday night, and we were just limping to the finish line, and his words got all crossed up.
As this Friday night comes ever so evening.
Okay.
Yeah. Sound like some Shakespeare, bro.
Odds now.
Hold on one more time, bro.
Yeah.
As this Friday night comes ever so evening.
Ever so evening.
What do you mean? Ever so closely?
Slowly?
I have no clue.
That's quite evening, isn't it?
Wow.
It's like when them 6-year-olds start learning words.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Dad, can I have one ever so evening?
Ever so evening.
Yeah, that one and the calendar mix-up was are two of my favorites. Here was Walchuk being a baseball guy trying to rename, incidentally, the Athletics.
We've seen the Rangers make some trades with the A's previously.
Oh, no.
Donald Sterling's favorite team. Right?
Yeah. Oh, big Magic Johnson. What's he done? He's got AIDS.
I don't think it was full-blown AIDS. I think it was just HIV. All right, here's Walchuk. This was a really, really incredible moment for him in his personal history, and he was just elated on the air about it.
Honestly, I was just so happy. I couldn't believe they chose me. I've been modeling for so long, so to be part of Playboy is just incredible. It's just such an iconic magazine and so important to our culture.
Can you imagine a Walchuk centerfold?
To this day, that is still my greatest honor.
We've I feel like we got about half of it up that day up there at Southern Leisure.
You got a good point.
That's a great point, man. All right, let's go ahead and bookmark it. We'll circle back with more roasting the birthday boy.
Let's go. It's Cowboys training camp practice day number 3 here in the G-Bag Nation. It's also Walchuk's birthday, so we're doing it all. The coverage brought to you by on-time experts Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar, and we're back with more content here in
Escape the Heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
In the nation. Hey, buddies. Welcome back. It's the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. The Fan After Dark guys just blew into here in some sort of debate slash fight, and they are fired up. It's going to be an iconic evening of broadcasting, maybe even go into the night. Coming up 7 to 11 here at the Fan After Dark. Rangers have the night off to think about what they've done. which was a sweep the Oakland A's. And it's Woolchuck's birthday, okay? Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas to continue the birthday roast. Here's Eric.
Yes, sir. All right. This was a time where Woolchuck got a little bit zesty when it comes to LeBron James.
LeBron's got that yummy yum, y'all.
And
oh, jeez.
It's funny because now, have you guys seen this? There's apparently some like AI Instagram accounts that have turned LeBron James into a pregnant version of himself.
Oh, my god!
And now there's like a cease and desist on from LeBron's camp to these select few Instagram accounts. Has anybody seen this?
No. We have different algorithms.
It's happening in real time. Okay, we have more Woolchuck, you know, just the vulnerability.
I don't know how it all works, Zero. I'm a virgin.
That was just a few short years ago, and now he's on baby number two. Yeah.
Just go on a couple cruises, and you're good to go.
But then post losing his V card, he went on a bit of a dry spell.
I haven't had sex in a year.
That was in reference.
It was just a tough time, you know.
To a movie.
Tough time for Woolchuck. I don't even remember.
He's waiting to find the love of his life, yeah, you know? That abstinence is good for you.
Celibate.
He's focus found you.
I haven't had no sex!
Y'all linked up.
We sure did.
Y'all linked up, created a family.
Slump busting.
I'm trying to remember exactly the contents of this one, but it's listed as Woolchuck being vulnerable and frustrated.
Mom's daughter read it all.
Lotioning and oiling and lotioning. I can't take it anymore.
What movie is that? Yeah. Woolchuck's a movie buff, man. And he really identifies with certain characters.
Yeah. I mean, everybody, I think, identified with Wendy Peppercorn.
That was Smexumal Assault, right?
Oh, Squints did?
That was basically Smexumal Assault.
I mean, he risked his life for it.
We're all like watching, like, go, man, good for Squints.
He did it.
Squincy.
He did it. Whatever it takes.
Yeah. He had that twinkle in his eye for the rest of the movie after that.
She was into it. They got married eventually.
He was so proud of himself. All right, this was, I believe he was reading something, but it just feels like Woolchuck sort of like having a stroke.
Oh. Gift of pornographic monkey to Vice Premier Mikhail Pence to make benefit recently diminished nation of Kazakhstan. Chef's kiss.
Is that a Borat quote?
Yeah, that was going to be the initial Borat sequel title.
Bro, have you seen Sacha Baron Cohen, dude? He's ripped up. Is like he? Rambo, dude.
I wonder if he's trying to get a, like, this for a character, or if he's just doing this for himself.
I want to say there's some type of Marvel character that he's about to jump into or whatever. I don't know, but.
Got them peptides.
Yeah, he's got it going on for sure right now. It's just crazy to see him ripped.
It is.
You know?
Yeah. Who knows what kind of a bit he has going.
Yeah. It's going to be a slingshot bikini at some point.
Oh, absolutely.
It's going to be a banana hammock, fam.
Yeah, he's going to get in with these male bodybuilders.
At some point.
You know for sure. And there will probably be some hangage.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably going to be full frontal for too long.
No question. All right. The phone number here at the fan can be difficult.
877-881-1053.
Just added a couple.
877-881-1053.
How many eights were in there?
Starting to short circuit a little bit.
Yeah.
This was when Woolchuck discovered that Camaro is not Camaro.
The toilet overflowed. My sister tested positive for the Rona, and someone backed into my brand new Camaro. Can y'all give me a shout out and make my day better?
Camaro.
That's a car guy.
Camaro.
That is a thoroughbred car guy right there.
You're an idiot.
Okay, speaking of being an idiot, we're back to COVID home broadcasting. We are coming back into the top of the hour, the final hour of the program, and Woolchuck decided to shove a mouthful of food into his face.
Oh, yes. It's about that time for the Nosebleed Seats Power Hour, the final hour of our Thirsty Thursday edition.
Oh, no.
Here on the show, everybody can afford to listen to Zach Woolchuck alongside Eric Chiafalo.
Oh, you're feeling it.
It's about that 3 or 4 beer group.
I was trying to finish, a piece of steak or something.
It was a steak, yeah.
It wouldn't go away. Couldn't get it down.
Almost as good as that Jewel rib from Eric.
Oh, yeah.
You can hear the cloud in his mouth, yeah. Fam. I love that sound. My man, choking, bro.
We'll hear that in the Eric Chiafalo birthday roast.
Yeah.
R.I.P. to those Jewels, man. I just got the update from Adam Schefter. How about this? The Raiders are releasing defensive tackle Christian Wilkins.
Uh-oh.
With the designation of terminated vested veteran.
Yeah, that means he has the ability to sign with any team he wants. He doesn't have to go through the waivers.
What kind of a defensive tackle is he?
Oh, he's one of the highest paid in the sport.
It was 4-1-10 like 24 months ago.
Okay, so it's due to how Wilkins treated the rehab from his foot injury he suffered last season. The Raiders voided the remaining $35.2 million of guaranteed money left on his contract.
Okay. Yeah, it was a Jones fracture, which can be very tricky, and he must have bleeped off the rehab in a way that allowed them to void the deal.
It's hard to believe they were looking for a way out, but they found one.
Yeah.
You know, usually it's like, oh, okay, we'll work through this, but man, they were looking for a way out there. It might be some more stuff going on. I need to call the Raiders and see what's going on.
I think if he is compromised, this isn't a, hey, put it on your radar, can you get him right now? Sure. But maybe halfway through the season or something. You know, I think this is probably a big money move for the Raiders. Like, it's just not worth it. But for another team that needs defensive tackle help, this might be a perfect, like, prove it type of situation before free agency 2026 starts.
Yeah, yeah.
Although he's a three tech, right?
He's
a wide body, though. I mean, he'd be one of their bigger D tackles.
We're playing light up front anyway. Why not? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But yes, I mean, that Liz Frank, I mean, that can change a career. We've seen that happen.
6'4", 310?
Yeah.
That can hang inside. I mean, right now you're going with Solomon Thomas. He must be, what, 280 at most, 285?
Yeah, he's a slider D tackle.
Wow, dude, that is some crazy news right there.
That's stunning.
One of the highest paid dudes in the sport. When healthy, one of the better ones in the league as well. That'll be interesting to see how that goes because, yeah, when he ends up getting healthy, somebody's going to pick him up for
also
sure.
Cable lining up at zero technique, nose tackle, and sub packages. So he's got some versatility in there.
Yeah, I mean, he can get after the passer for sure.
Take a peek at him tonight and see what we got.
Okay.
I mean, I'll take a peek just as a player. And since I don't have any practice, that'll be my Krusty's corner tomorrow. I'll fill in some guys. Actually, I also did we also had the Cowboys went ahead and signed James Houston. I forgot to give you guys a scouting report on that one. I had a report from him playing with the Detroit Lions last year. So
nice.
We'll cover all that up.
Looking forward to that. All right, here was Walchuk. He was hosting with CA and just and a little mix-up.
Can I give a shout-out to the Tolos and the Bleeders and the Cedars?
You can always give a shout-out to the Bleeders and the Cedars.
Mark that.
Wow, I didn't remember that even happened.
I didn't either, man. I dug that one up from earlier.
That's
I found a couple
old
ones.
Look at you going in the bag here.
And this is one.
Curse you.
This is one now. He goes from hosting with CA. Now he's hosting with KG. And this is what you love about Walchuk, just his general subtlety.
Yeah.
Always love to go into Dick's Sporting Goods.
You love to go into Dick's
Sporting Goods.
It's a good store.
Really. I know whenever I hear that, from Walchuk, something fun's coming.
This is Walchuk talking about one of his favorite NBA players of all time.
The one and only DeMarcus Boozy Boogie Cousins.
I short circuited.
Gonna get you some bussy meat.
Yeah.
Bussies.
DeMarcus Bussy.
When he slows it down, man. I do love that.
I think that's what they called him in Puerto Rico.
All right. Now, this was a guest that we were bringing on, and this is one that Walchuk was very, very excited. Walchuk's a UFC guy. And so we got one of the big UFC reporters from ESPN, I believe. And Walchuk was trying to have just the perfect introduction and just enough slippage here for us to sink into.
Brett Okamoto, ESPN MMA insider, joining us here on the nosebleed seats. MMI.
Michigan Action Insider.
The old MMI, man.
There's some stories here.
Good to be with you guys.
You're like, Crab, could we redo that?
Yeah, Brett, we're going to call you right back.
It's a bad handshake. The bad handshake. There's nothing worse catching somebody short there. Yeah.
First impressions are everything. Never had Okamoto on again after that.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys will be happy to know here in the G-Bag Nation that Walchuk was not paying attention long before he entered the nation.
These guys are chomping at the bit to body slam each other in the name of joy, in the name of football, in the name of playoffs, Walchuk.
Ooh. Is that?
Oh, my God.
Pat Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes.
Well played, sir.
Pat Mahomes.
Fenway Park.
LeBron James.
Can we run that one?
These guys are chomping at the bit to body slam each other in the name of joy, in the name of football, in the name of playoffs, Walchuk.
Ooh.
Good question.
That?
Oh, God.
Pat Mahomes.
It's like a Jeopardy answer.
What the hell did you just say?
It's great to me, bro.
The tough one.
Hey, crap.
That's a real brain buster there.
Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Got your fastball working today, Chief.
Jeez. Let me sink into this.
So is that a trick question? Yeah, you stumped me. What's the answer? I got it.
Pat Mahomes.
And this is actually number 34 out of the 34 roasties. Now, we will get a pleasant happy birthday from someone very near and dear to our hearts here in a moment. But this was Walchuk. I think this is the one that may be one of the big ones that sticks with him the most. I'll let him talk about it.
Eric is married with the baby. Yep. I just have the 3.5-year-old girlfriend, but I'm also still living in mom and dad's house.
Wow.
I wish we had tried to burn.
I can't tell you how many 3.5-year-old girlfriend texts we've received over the course of the last
decade. That one won't
go
away. I know. I hate that. I meant like 3.5 years. Like I've had the girlfriend of 3.5 years.
Right. Right.
Yeah, that was bad.
Hey, but you're not living at home anymore.
Hey, shout out to Mark C. No epitome.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know if we lost that one. That's one of Bobby Belt's favorites. I know Bobby's probably still got that. Rayfield Wright passed away during the nosebleed seats, and I was reading the Dallas Cowboys PR of the passing, and instead of saying epitome, I said, the release, I said it was the epitome.
Bobby did love that.
And Bobby couldn't control himself.
Well, this was the epitome of a great birthday roast. Chief, I salute you. I wish you happy birthday, Walchuk.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
Absolutely.
And many more to come.
And we do have a very special happy birthday via one of the greatest Dallas Mavericks of all time. Take it away, Bobby.
What's up, Zach? What's up, Zach? What's up, Zach, my friend? How are you? Or I can say Wooly Bully. Wooly Bully. I hope I said it right. Yeah, Zach, look at this. I know you work on radio, and amazing thing, for sure you will do that better than me. Like 100 times better. But we are here because me want to wish you happy birthday, my friend. All best. Yeah, do the best. You have that radio, amazing voice, and sky is limit. And you guys have wonderful, wonderful, wonderful birthday, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Enjoying every moment spending in this beautiful life. And la la from me, guys. Take care, Wooly Bully. And Zach, my friend. Hey, look, let's go sing for Zach. Zach, sing one more song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Zach. From Boban. Happy birthday to you guys. Bye-bye.
Man, what a jam.
That's awesome, man.
I guess we should have known that Nico had it out for Luca when he let Bobby go.
Yeah.
That was probably the first sign. And
that was awesome.
That was a great happy birthday. And
legend.
And then what was that? That would probably have been 29, 28 or something like that. Man, you've been around here a long time now. How long have you been at the fan? 10 years?
2016.
Wow. That's
when I was interning with you guys.
Look at that. That's a hell of a run. By itself, a decade at the same radio station?
Yeah.
That is definitely a hell of an achievement, sir. So congrats to you and happy birthday. Mm-hmm. All right, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We've been covering Cowboys practice throughout the day, and Brian Broaddus, as you can hear, is on the tennis courts in Oxnard. Our coverage brought to you by the on-time experts Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. A lot of interesting things today, including Terrence Steele not practicing. So that's going to be one of the big stories when we wake up tomorrow. I'd hate to try to have to go this season without the right tackle. Speaking of injured players, though, Malik Hooker had an interception. DeMarvion Overshown was standing there in the end zone with Matt Eberflus and took off with him. Yeah. Actually got to midfield faster, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He was leading the blockers is what he was doing. I mean, wow. I was like, whoa, what's he doing? But he ran right past us all. But
Do you think he's ready? To see.
I don't know, man. He was running full tilt. I've been watching him work with Britt Brown over there. And, you know, I'm again no doctor, but I am standing at a Holiday Inn right now. But, yeah, I mean, he's not – I don't think it's the ready football ready, but, man, he's moving around pretty well. I'd have to say that.
Dak Prescott was doing some read option pull action and running a little bit. He said he didn't take off or anything, but he was running, so I guess that means the hamstring's got to be feeling pretty good. I don't think they'd risk that at all, Brian.
No, they had a situation where Pocket broke down, and he escaped through the middle to the right, and it was like he went back, planted, ducked, and then went real low and then took off running and then made it into the end zone. Of course, nobody can hit him, but he did have to show a little bit of explosion, a little burst to get out of that trouble through the middle of that pocket.
Tune in tomorrow for Krusty's Corner at 3:40 and then his secondary camp report every afternoon at 5:20 here in the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by Treeline by Hillwood, a stunning new master plan community in Justin, Texas. And we're back with the Fan After Dark, see what they got cooking here next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Fam. Yeah, buddy. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and it's time to hand off the broadcast baton to the Fan after dark here. No Rangers game tonight. You're going to get 4 hours of Fred and Blake. Gentlemen, how we doing?
Feeling fantastic.
What a
left
day.
My headphones in the car. Just realized that right now, but still feeling good. Going to get them before our show officially starts. So if Lucius wants to make fun of me, I won't be able to hear him or any cool sounds he plays. But.
Speaking of Lucius, you said that people call you Beast Mode.
Yeah, Marshawn there's like Lynch. Five people this year so far. Hey, man, you know who you remind me of?
You know who I thought you looked like?
Damn, bro.
You ready for this? You ready for this?
I'm not.
Framber Valdez.
Oh, the pitcher.
Oh, no, I got to Google this, fam.
Uh-oh. This is not going to be pretty.
Yeah, you might get these hands, bro.
Framber Valdez.
No.
You got it?
Sweaty pitcher.
Come on, bro.
Fred's dead serious right now.
Yeah, of course I am.
All right, let me get a relook at Framber.
I'm going to say no. I mean, you realize that he's a heavier set.
Oh, my gosh. Not disrespectful.
His uniform's a little tight.
Nuts, dude.
I mean, he's only one of the best pitchers in baseball.
No, he's really good.
Yeah. We'll see what he looks like.
Look at his shape, though, bro.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I don't think it's far-fetched.
It's a round face.
Look how fat his face is.
Those are old pictures. I'm going off of what I see. Last week, 2 weeks ago. I mean, they just played the Rangers. I mean,
he has lost weight.
Son of a bitch. What did you think I look like this guy? What did you say that first time you see me? Like, look at that guy.
No, I just said it.
Seeing him slimmer, it's a little bit nicer.
If you go back to the Rangers-Astros game from a week ago, and I was like, you know what? He looks like Lucius.
Wow.
Man, he's got no definition on his face, bro. These little things I'm looking at, dog.
Well, those are older pictures. Yeah. I'll tell you what, he's got in shape.
God, dog it, man.
Man, Lucius is going to spend the summer in a
all of a sudden, Beast Mode don't sound too bad, does it?
Cardio's going way up.
I think it's a compliment, okay? I said he looked like one of the best pitchers in baseball. All right.
Give me Idris Elba, Lucius. How about
thank
that?
Thank you, man.
There we go.
Give me some time. Hell yeah, Idris.
You know what? And he did just get killed in the wire. I hate to...
Now?
Yeah, just now.
What the hell?
Spoiler. I'm rewatching it.
Spoiler.
I've never seen it myself.
Season 3.
I'm halfway
11.
Through episode 1. Yeah.
Have been for years.
For the last 20 years. My girlfriend at the time was like, I don't really like this.
And I
was
like, you just never went back to watching it?
I don't like you either.
I should, right? Yeah, that was a
reason
true.
Now.
Next, now you're going to tell me Wallace doesn't make it?
Oh, my gosh. I went through some trauma after seeing that Wallace get headshotted like that.
That stayed with me for a while.
What are we doing? Brutal.
Where's the boy? Brutal. Where's the kid, String?
And I will bail on a show, and I've learned as soon as the best character is out of there, it's not worth watching.
Jimmy McNulty is a legend in that show. So
he is, yes, and eventually I'll get to it. I got it stashed.
Nick Nolte's in that show?
No, McNulty, the character.
Oh, McNulty.
You said you were watching it.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm like Dawson. Like 20 years ago, I said I was going to watch it.
Just haven't gotten into it.
It is nice knowing it's there. It's waiting.
Oh, people tell me I need to watch it.
No, maybe another flight to Saudi Arabia, you could bang it out.
Season 5, wildly overrated, but 1 through 4.
Is season 5 the last one?
It is.
What's coming up on the show tonight, gentlemen?
Man.
What do you have planned?
Well, we haven't been on the air in 3 days, so what are we doing? You laid the show out.
Of course, we're going to be talking about all the fun stuff from Cowboys training camp, CD, George, Dak, maybe a little Sam Williams talk. Mm. And then while we've been off the air, the Rangers, hottest team in baseball, man. They can't stop winning, and they're scoring runs. They're doing it in multiple ways, good pitching, good hitting. So we'll be detailing why they've been so good at 9 o'clock, the Dallas Mavericks social team. Doing a good job keeping us entertained about who Cooper Flagg is off the court. Play some of that audio so we get to know Cooper Flagg a little bit better at 9 o'clock.
Are we really that surprised by anything he said?
His favorite song I was surprised by that.
Wait, he's got a favorite song?
What's the genre?
It's hip-hop.
Okay. Looking forward to that. 9 o'clock. Huh?
9 o'clock.
Little Cooper Flagg insights.
Now, and Heggie. Heggie's going to join us, too.
Hey, what if we have a question for Blake right now? Can we ask Blake a question?
Bring it.
Ask him. Did he say something to me?
He's going to ask.
So Blake has no headphones on. Yeah. So whatever you want to say, bro,
I'm just Mr. Professional Blake Elliott.
I was like thinking, how can I ask Blake a question here and just have him just completely lay out? Yeah.
We no got. We do have MLB power rankings.
Have a new stepmom tomorrow. So anyway, wow. I'm sorry.
Fred cannot.
Congratulations!
Hold his
load. Yeah. Whoa, new stepmom.
He cannot. What? He cannot hold.
She's
himself.
A looker, man.
We're excited.
What happened?
Wait, just a category. Fam, what?
Fred? What's going on?
Fred is hilarious.
Is he saying what I'm thinking he's saying?
I mean, he couldn't go 10 yeah. seconds extra.
New yeah. stepmom.
New stepmom, bro.
We're gonna have her, we'll have her on the show later this week.
It's a new adventure every year for
Blake. Pops is a fast mover, huh?
Get her yep. on the D&M leasing hotline.
Now. Oh, Pops.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pops.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. I thought you had co-mamas on the way.
It's all right, because he's known her for a healthy 36 hours. Correct. Lucius was thinking you might have co-mamas
yeah,
on
I
the way.
Yeah, I thought it was two moms.
That would be dope.
Yeah,
that
no,
be,
man.
You
know, yeah,
that'd be fun. I have a sperm donor. He lives out on the East Coast. I think I've detailed this a couple times. But, yes, he is a fast mover. And I got a text yesterday that Papa he met a new lady.
Stone.
First text yep. I'd gotten about said lady, and he said he's marrying her tomorrow.
Boom.
Are you in the wedding?
Are you
in the
wedding?
I have no details, so I find it hard to believe that I'll be yeah. in the wedding tomorrow.
You could probably get a cheap Frontier flight, and there's a 30% chance you'd make it in time.
I think I've seen those new flights where you're standing up, and you just kind of have a little lap down. Like it's a little, it's
no
a little,
way.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
We're going to pack you in like
that's,
sardines.
That's oh, yeah. my gosh.
I'm good, though. I'll just do radio and hang out with you guys, and I'll be there for the next one.
Right on. And you guys aren't going to make fun of us. Score. You guys aren't going to make fun of the Rowdy Telez interview tonight, are you?
We have so much. We have
good.
So much.
Tell, good. Me, yeah. tell me that everybody overreacted rich. To that, Fred, please.
Look, I'll put it to you like this. I thought starting off with the barbecue sandwich question was a little bit aggressive, okay? Because I'm sure being the 6'4", 260-pound guy that he is.
70.
He
70.
Gets that a lot.
70.
Okay, Framber Valdez.
Eased into the let's fun. Talk food.
Okay.
And say, hey, you. I mean, he did hit a dong, what, 3-4 nights ago?
Yeah.
You know how the compliment sandwich works, pun yeah. intended.
No, you're right. It wasn't my best day.
Compliment barbecue
yeah,
sandwich.
Yeah, let's not call it a sandwich when you hey. Do the compliment yeah. thing when he's around.
We know the how all-you-can-eat buffet works with Dawson.
Over the top. All right.
That's where we draw the line.
I
mean, it was a longer interview. It probably went 9 or 10 minutes, and I feel like we're cutting out 15 seconds and acting like that was the whole thing.
No, well, no,
you
no.
Know,
you,
if
the
you
rest
haven't
of
heard
the
it,
there was a and yeah. look. He
oh, it got
said
worse.
Himself,
don't worry about it. Yeah.
Well, and he even said himself, "Look, I have a dark sense of humor as well." So,
oh, yeah, he's trying to cut our guys off from asking any more fat questions. That's the deal.
You yeah. can throw that in there,
we
too.
Needed you here, Brian, to save us. But you,
I was laughing so hard on this end. I turned the mic off, and I was cracking up.
Never have I wanted a minute and 15-second broadest question about scouting in baseball more.
So my friends are asking you about a bunch of fat questions. How do you really feel about that? You know,
right.
And then he answers, and I'm like, well, you know, you're not really fat. Yeah, you're somewhat fat, but not really fat.
More girthy than anything.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's built.
How many sandwiches are you taking down? A week is crazy, bro.
Thanks. Dude, wild. Lucius Alexander in the pimp cup at Master Control here. 75 bits you for Woolchuck and Chia. Follow, I'm Gavin Dawson. Here comes the Fan After Dark. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the nation. Of course, for Broadus as well. Salute to you, sir. Hell of a job. Scouting up practice. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2. Salute.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms. Protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.